Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we have two more mild winter days left before that cold blast punches us again.
But there are plenty of questions about the complete impact of that cold front.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff is here to talk about the latest trends in our weekend forecast. Danny, it's going to be cold when we wake up Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be cold, but you know, we've been down in the upper 20s here for the past few days across many reporting stations. We haven't had the wind, though. This time, we'll have a lows into the 30s when you wake up Saturday morning after a high near 70 on Friday. So that's going to be the biggest shock to the body, but wind chills will be down into the upper teens to low 20s. That's when you wake up Saturday morning. Again, 40s, low 40s by afternoon Saturday, and then lows in the 20s, low to mid 20s with highs in the 30s for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday, we might sneak up to near 40 degrees. And still, the $100,000 question is, when will the precipitation arrive? What type will it be? And if we do see any snow, will we have any accumulating snow? The system's still over open water out in the Pacific, and once it gets ashore here into the weekend, and we'll get the medium and even short range model data starting into late Saturday through Monday to hone in on all the unanswered questions. So for sure, we're going to get much colder. Make sure your cars and also your homes have been winterized from the last event. Just double check things to make sure things are in place and are ready to go. And don't forget about your pets. Keep them indoors as much as possible. Much more coming up here over the next several days. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Didn't we just do this? I'm talking about brining roads, but that's not stopping TxDOT Fort Worth from pre-treating roads again with brine, just in case we get winter weather next week. They ask that you give their crews plenty of room to work. Keller ISD has a big discussion coming up tonight as the school board meets to discuss splitting the district in two.
Parents found out about this idea earlier in the week, not through district representatives, but social media rumors. While few of them were pleased at finding out that way, there are some who certainly think it's a bad idea.
This is a blueprint for how to take over public education across America, and they're starting in Tarrant County.
The plan would split Keller ISD along the railroad tracks of Highway 377, and some parents think the phrase other side of the tracks would take on very real meaning. Supporters of the idea hope it might keep Keller ISD from closing schools or cutting programming. This evening's special board meeting to discuss the issue begins at 5 p.m. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas man who admitted to kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl has been locked up in federal prison for 20 years.
46-year-old Lukeman Alatunji is the second person to be sentenced for the attack on the girl 3 years ago. The victim was walking home from school in southern Dallas when Alatunji and Vincent Thompson forced her into their truck. The two men sexually assaulted the girl in the truck and at a motel in the southern part of the city. She was able to get away and call for help. Both Alatunji and Thompson were still at the motel when police got there. Olatunji pleaded guilty in August. Judge Ed Kincaid gave him 20 years, the same sentence Thompson got in October. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Pilot's been arrested on board a Southwest Airlines flight and charged with DUI.
It happened on a flight at Savannah, Georgia, which was heading to Chicago. 52-year-old David Alsop was removed from the aircraft's cockpit at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport and charged with driving under the influence. A source tells CBS News he smelled of alcohol. Alsop's bond has been set at $3,500, according to jail records. A Southwest representative responded, saying they are aware of the incident and that Alsop has been removed from duty. The flight was delayed for 5 hours before it finally took off for Chicago's O'Hare Airport. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas residents in both Jewish and Palestinian communities are responding to news of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Many in the Jewish community see this as a chance to restore normalcy after the October 2023 attack in Israel.
It has been 465 days since Hamas took these captives. And for the families of those hostages, it must have seemed like a lifetime.
That's Joel Schweitzer, regional director for the American Jewish Committee, speaking with NBC5.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ali Eladi, who was raised in Dallas but born in Gaza, returned to Gaza to treat the wounded during the fighting.
I saw children shot in the head. I saw children's limbs totally obliterated. I saw everything that you can imagine.
Both communities are looking ahead to Sunday when the agreement is set to take effect. But again, like we've been telling you this morning, there is now some doubt.
I thought you guys would appreciate this. Have you ever been to a drugstore or any other kind of, you know, retail outlet that locks up their stuff on the shelves?
Those are only ones I go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in an earnings call on Wednesday, Walgreens CEO Tim Wentworth blamed declining sales on locked up items. Mm. They've been locking things away in recent years as a means of reducing product theft, but it's scaring away people who want to buy an item but don't want to wait for it to be unlocked. So Walgreens says it's not working. They're losing more money on locking things up than if they were just being stolen. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. And David, I got a scoop for you.
Uh-huh.
So Nintendo this morning has announced that they are rolling out the Nintendo Switch 2. The new Switch 2, it's going to be out in 2025. The new gaming console.
This may alter my life.
It may. I know that a lot of people's kids are going to be very, very, very stoked about a new Nintendo Switch.
So is this another one of those things you can't, that everybody wants and you can't get?
It's possible. We'll see.
I remember bribing people at Best Buy, but that was another story.
Yes.
That was many years ago. The stock market is going to try to continue the winning ways from yesterday. We had back-to-back great numbers on inflation, and it really helped kick off the market. Then we had these incredible earnings out of the big banks. Well, we've got some good earnings reports out today, but we also have some caution. United Health, one of the big gainers yesterday. United Health came out today. They missed revenues. Earnings were better, but they're guiding the street a little bit lower, citing high medical expenses. Stock's down $20. You have a Dow stock down $20. That alone takes over 120 points out of the Dow. So when I tell you the Dow looks lower by 118, you know who to blame. NASDAQ looks up 45, the S&P up 3. I mentioned the other earnings out there. Bank of America is trading higher. Their earnings were better than expected. PNC Bank, same story. USB missed on the top and the bottom line, and their USB is probably one of the few. That's U.S. Bank Corp. One of the few misses out there. And Morgan Stanley just out with numbers that were better than expected. Target came out today and said, look, we had such a gangbuster November and December, we thought we'd pre-announce that earnings and revenues are probably going to be better than expected. Crude's down 36 cents, 78.34. Gold's up $19.50, 27.37.30. Interest rates back up a little bit, 4.68%, but just a ton of economic news due out this morning. So these futures will change. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following the latest developments from the Middle East this morning as a ceasefire deal has been reached, but there might be a delay. It might be in jeopardy.
So what's the deal here? We're going to turn to CBS's Linda Gradstein, who joins us live from Jerusalem with the latest details on this deal. Linda, what is happening? What's the holdup?
Well, the Israeli cabinet was set to meet this morning to approve the deal. And it's now almost 3:30 in the afternoon, Israel time, and the cabinet has not yet met. Because the prime minister's office says that Hamas is backing out of some of the agreements and that it won't bring it to the cabinet until Hamas says that it's completely committed to the agreement. A Hamas official denied the accusation, said the group is committed to the deal. But it means that the Israeli cabinet has not yet met and has not yet approved the deal. There were reportedly some questions also about which Palestinian prisoners will be released. In the first stage, 33 of the hostages out of a total of 98 are set to be released. However, Hamas has refused to say of those 33, which includes women and the elderly and people who were severely wounded, how many of them are still alive, although reportedly most of them are still alive. If it goes through, which does still seem likely, the hostage release will actually begin on Sunday, when either three or five hostages, depending on the different reports, will be freed. And among those 33 to be freed in the first 42 days are two American citizens, Keith Siegel, an elderly man, and Sagi Cohen-Dekel, a man in his 30s who was wounded on October 7th. And there's one more American citizen, Eden Alexander, who's a soldier who's set to be freed in one of the later stages.
So what needs to happen at this point to make sure that this deal goes through on Sunday?
Well, it has to be approved by the Israeli cabinet or Israeli government. So that has to happen either today or tomorrow. The Jewish Sabbath, Shabbat, begins Friday night. So the cabinet would not meet then. It could meet Saturday night, but that would probably delay the implementation. So I think it has to be approved by Israel in order for it to start going. My guess, and this is just a guess, is that it's kind of posturing by both sides and that it will go through and the deal will be implemented, if not Sunday, then maybe Monday.
Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. This, of course, is a developing story. You want to keep your radios right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD for updates throughout the day today and into the weekend.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.